Back in the 1970s, when Galty ruled the Isles, Veronica Steele started to make a washed rind cheese called Malines in her West Cork kitchen, the same kitchen where she sat, ready to pass on her cheese knowledge to anyone who made the pilgrimage to the Bearer Peninsula. Getting on for half a century later, the now thriving Irish farmhouse cheese industry gathered together in Ballymaloe recently to celebrate Veronica and Malines. Caroline Hennessy witnessed the night at which food writer and MC for the evening, John McKenna, made an explosive claim.
I've been quoted myself as saying, you know, that Malines cheese is the big bang of artisan food in Ireland because it created the template that pretty much everybody who came to make artisan food afterwards, whatever they made, actually made it in that same fashion. And of course, what Norman and Veronica did, which was so extraordinary, was partly to make something new, but also to do it in a way that reflected the old Ulster tradition.
I think I was very aware when I started to make cheese that magic had happened. I'd be brushing the floor in the kitchen at night when the children were in bed, daydreaming about how we could have a great cheese industry in Ireland, a farmhouse cheese industry. And sure enough, it came to pass. I suppose that dream was maybe in the cheese somehow, tied up with it.
You were living and eating your dream.
Yeah, you could say that. I think in Ireland we had a terrible inferiority complex about. We were not worthy. We ate slave food. We exported all the cheddar that was worth eating, and the stuff, the leftover, the ruined stuff, we boiled it up in great big vats with plastic floating on the top, mixed in emulsifiers and produced processed cheese, and that's what we ate. The Irish ate. We just weren't worthy. We ate over-salted bacon. We ate very salty fish. We didn't eat our own food. We exported it because we were kind of unworthy slaves, if you like. So what happened in the 70s and in post-war, you could say, it takes a few years for people to wake up after a war. We realised we actually could eat our own food. We weren't totally unworthy of it. Farmers began to eat beef. Farmers never had beef in Ireland before. Peasants. So we stopped being peasants, which was really, really very nice for change.
And you, down in West Cork, making Malines, it wasn't just one individual making cheese after a very short time, because you passed on how to make cheese to many others.
Yes, I did. I had many friends who were stuck for money, etc., etc. And I used to buy their cheese from them. And then I realised I'm not really this type of entrepreneur. I like making cheese, but buying and selling, there was money to be made in that business, but that wasn't what I wanted to do. So I handed that business over to Horgan's Delicatessen Products to deal directly with cheesemakers as opposed to dealing with just me. It was a big decision. It was a crossroads, and I took that turn of focusing on making cheese rather than trading.
And some of the other great cheeses that emerged from West Cork in that era, cheeses like Gubeen, Durrus, these are all cheeses that are now not only known all over Ireland, but all over the world.
Yep, isn't it great? That's testimony to the hard work and perseverance through vicissitudes, thick and thin, over the last 30 to 40 years. Most cheesemakers have been rolling a rock up a hill like poor old Sisyphus to get back, you know, knocked down again every so often, and they've persisted and kept rolling that rock up again. And hopefully we're over the hill. We've had so many scares and a lot of fear of artisan food producers. But I can say that the Irish cheeses are the best I've ever come across. And I've eaten a fair bit of cheese because of our grass-fed milk, etc. It's just the best cheese. We really do produce it.
When did you start making Malines?
I started making cheese, and Malines kind of got muddled in with it. I think the first Malines was sold in 1978. I kept a diary of my exploits in the cheese world. And Malines, I was trying to make other cheeses, but they just wouldn't. It always ended up having an orange rind, no matter what I did. And I think that is to do with the humidity and being at such a low level, at sea level. If you're up high in a mountain and the air is dry, you'll make very different cheese. We're down low at sea level, so you'll have a moist skin on the cheese, no matter what you do. And it happens to be wonderful cheese. It happens to be bacteria that are friendly to us. It ripens them. The cheese makes it very digestible because adults have trouble digesting milk. But when cheese, it's pre-digested for you and very easy to eat. So, yeah, everything just fell into place.
My goodness, what a privilege to be here tonight. First ever Porsche Lifetime Achievement Award for Malines Cheese from the Baron.
Veronica Steele there on A Lifetime in Cheese. Caroline Hennessy was the reporter.